MILF's Threesomes 12-Pack, Books 49 through 60. MILF Erotica, Threesome Erotica, Anal Sex Erotica, Lesbian Erotica Collection. Written by Nicki Minaj. Narrated by Sierra Klein. Open wide. MILF's Threesomes 49. FFM Lesbian Threesome Erotica, Anal Sex Erotica. I'm a dentist, and today, my friend's son Declan is visiting for a routine checkup. He's 19, which just so happens to be the same age as my assistant, Nicole. For whatever reason, I've always seen myself as a kind of matchmaker, and I could smell romance in the air the second I realized how well the two of them might get along. Declan, as far as my friend Shelley says, was a virgin. There's nothing wrong with that, especially at only 19, don't get me wrong, but I really thought it was time he should be experimenting with the fairer sex. Nicole seems kind of the opposite. She's outgoing, adventurous, and just a tiny bit slutty. Some of the stories she'd tell would make even me blush. When Declan arrived for his appointment, I kept it quiet that I knew him. "Just take a seat up on here, honey," I told him as he entered the appointment room sheepishly. He was the last client of the day, so Nicole and I were already feeling a little giggly and delirious. Nicole turned away from Declan to prep and mouthed, "hot," at me. I smirked and then hid my grin as I loomed over Declan, peering into his mouth and pressing my tits against his arm. "You've been a good boy, haven't you?" I teased, looking back to Nicole. She was trying desperately to stop herself from laughing. We were just in one of those moods. Declan hummed. There wasn't much he could say while I had my dental mirror in his mouth. I checked each and every one of his teeth, and they were perfect, as usual. They shone like pearls when he smiled. I passed the info on to Nicole, who tapped away at the computer, updating his records. I gave Declan a routine polish, whirring the minty putty against his teeth as Nicole stood over him, sucking the excess saliva from his mouth unceremoniously. Declan stared up at the ceiling, looking beyond the bright light. I kind of loved the power I had over people when they were in that position. I'd never done anything horrible, of course, but there was something about them being vulnerable that sometimes got me off a bit. "Hey, sue me. I'm only human." I could tell that Nicole had that same naughty streak in her, too. As she leaned over, I watched as her hand slipped off the chair armrest, and she held Declan's thigh instead. He straightened his back a little and winced. "Did I touch a nerve?" I asked. He made a "nuh-uh" kind of sound. Nicole's hand stayed put, and so did that wry grin of hers. After polishing his teeth, I moved away, leaving Nicole to suck the last of his spit up and dab at his face where some of it had sprayed. I watched as she tended him gently, patting his face attentively, whilst keeping that hand of hers on his thigh. I noticed, too, the thick protrusion that sat in Declan's pants. He was enjoying himself all right, so I figured I'd keep things going a while longer. "Make sure Declan is comfortable for this next part," I said to Nicole. She looked to me, confused. As far as she was concerned, the checkup was over. I hadn't pointed out anything special to her. I raised my eyebrows and gave her a wink, cluing her into my ruse. "Keep our guest very comfortable, would you, Nicole?" She took a deep breath, as though the shackles were off. I giggled as she kicked a leg over Declan and sat on his lap, dabbing at his mouth. "There's a good girl." Declan's body was tense again, but for a whole new reason. Nicole sat over him. "It's hot in here, huh?" she said, and she unfastened two buttons, revealing a deep cleavage and the hint of some amazing tits. They sat perky and full, with the lacy trim of her bra shaping them. Declan spied them immediately, of course. It was tough not to. He tried to look beyond her to the ceiling as Nicole continued to dab his face, even though it was clean now. "That's good, Nicole. Get him nice and relaxed for the next part."
"What's the next part?" Declan asked.
"Just relax," I told him, and I brought a length of cloth over to him as Nicole vacated her spot.
"What's this?" he asked.
"It's to protect your vision," I lied. "It's necessary. Trust me." Declan lay there.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?